This is Tolbert and Lund. Tom Tolbert and John Lund on KNBR, the sports leader.
When my father passed away, and we had the first press conference, I told everybody here that the one thing I know is what I don't know, and I'm going to surround myself with the people that do know those things. My vision at that time was John Gruden to coach this football team and Reggie McKenzie to bring in the talent. It is the biggest day of my life right now to have him here to run this organization and be the leader of this organization on the field. Is going to be phenomenal. And that's how I'm excited.
Of course, that was Mark Davis at the press conference to introduce or reintroduce John Gruden as the head coach of the Raiders. And I was reading the piece in SI, which was very well done. And I guess Mark tried no fewer than 15 times to lure John Gruden back. And he finally wore him down. And he is back in Oakland. And he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. John, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet.
What's up, Coach? How you been?
Tom Tolbert, man, you're still going strong. They tell me you are just killing it out here.
Hey, you know what? I got to check every 2 weeks.
Hey, good for you.
That's all I know.
Guys.
I think
good
last time we ran into each other, Coach, was in New York, and you were getting ready to do a NFL studio show, and I was doing an NBA studio show. So I think the last time we ran into each other, we both had makeup on.
Yeah, times have changed for me, that's for sure.
So what, just give us an idea of what went into this decision. I mean, you gave up the broadcast booth and Hooters and calling Jeremy, telling him not to put him too much crepe in the room getting ready for an NFL game to grinding again.
Well, you know, I don't want to elaborate too much. I've been thinking about coming back ever since I've been out of football, honestly. And we had an event in Tampa, a Ring of Honor event, and I was down on the field at halftime. There was about 60 or 70 former players of mine, and I just realized, you know what, I miss being on the field. I miss being on a team. I'm sure you can relate to that. And then, you know, obviously a couple weeks later, an opportunity in Oakland arrived, and I just wanted to do it. And I'm really excited to be here.
How much of it, too, is, you know, we all have families, and I read in the SI piece. I mean, your kids are at a certain age, right, where it kind of made the timing right. Mark kind of maybe wore you down a little bit. Was it kind of a combination of things like that?
Yeah, a little bit. My kids enjoyed being on a team. My boys were very young when I was the coach of the Raiders, but I was able to share football with them when I was coaching the Buccaneers. And my son Deuce is a gold medalist, weightlifting champion, powerlifting champion. He's been a strength coach for the last few years. I brought him on as our number three assistant. And my middle son, Michael's a junior at Tennessee. I've got a soon-to-be senior in high school, and I want to share football with them. They really enjoy it, and my wife is looking forward to being a part of the ladies and helping them find some events and activities to do as well. So it's a combination. Family's a big part of it, but I always wanted to be with the Raiders, and to have a chance to do it again is really cool.
Well, broadcasting is interesting, isn't it, Coach? I mean, no matter how well you do or how well some people say you do, there's still never a scoreboard at the end of the game. You can why you think you do well, you're not sure you did well, it doesn't matter because there's no scoreboard. I know that's what a lot of guys miss. They miss that scoreboard.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You love to compete, and you can only compete so far in the broadcast booth. I don't know if you look at ratings or you look at how many big games you do or whatever, but nothing can compare with being down on the field and being part of the journey of building a team and going through the ups and downs and trying to help young people get better.
I used to beat guys up from other networks. That's what I would do.
Well, you can do that. I mean, you're a big guy.
John Gruden is good enough to join us, of course, Raiders head coach here on the Sports Leader. So is part of this, having been gone 9 years, you got guys like Kyle Shanahan across the bay. He's a hotshot offensive coordinator. And you got Sean McVay, a guy who's 30 years old. Is it fun for you to come back? Because people question, well, you know, you've been around the game, but maybe it's changed. A, has it changed that much? And B, you talk about challenges. How about the challenges now of what the league is offensively?
Well, it'll be a challenge. You know, Sean McVay was on my staff in Tampa. So was Kyle Shanahan. My brother's a head coach. They were all on my staff. And I'm looking forward to going to battle with those guys. I look forward to competing with them. Outstanding young coaches. The game has changed a little bit. I mean, look, the collective bargaining agreement is a lot different. Free agency is different. I mean, we're paying players $25 million to play football. Your salary cap structure, totally different than what it once was. And players don't stay together like they once did. And neither the coaching staffs. So there's a lot of turnover. The rules have certainly changed. Player safety is a huge issue now. And at the bottom line, though, football will always be football. Preparation, presentation, effort, and hard work are a big part of this.
Hey, Coach, what do you like about what's changed in the game on the field over the last 10 years? And are there things you think that things were better 10 years ago?
Well, I think we're making a big effort to continue to make the game more safe. We're trying to make the game very competitive where there is some parity. Every week you can see teams competing against each other. I think the parity in the NFL much better than what it once was. But I believe that the less time you spend working on your craft, the harder it is to be a specialist. Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't spend time in the classroom. You don't execute at a level that you could execute at. So we've got to be very creative in how we practice. We have to be very, very organized in how we meet so we take advantage of the time that we do have, because some teams are doing it at a higher level than others, obviously.
You know, you've talked about this before, but how challenging is it when, for example, right now, you can't talk football with your guys? So they can come into the facility, you can't talk football. During the offseason, there are times that are dead periods where you can't work with Derek Carr. He's got to go find somebody else to work with. Or just developing young players in general. How difficult are these dead periods, the ability not to talk to players, to not develop your players?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And, you know, as a broadcaster, I had players come to visit me to get their football fixed. They couldn't be with their own coaches, so they come down and hang out with me. And a lot of our players have hired independent coaches, strength coaches, speed coaches, quarterback coaches, to help them continue to improve. But the big thing for me is we have to make huge decisions on our roster, huge decisions. Are we keeping a player? Are we going to re-sign a player? How much money are we going to give the player? And I haven't even met these guys. I mean, you would like to make some of these decisions that are going to impact your organization for years to come with some understanding of who you're dealing with. And I like to make decisions after I've had a chance to sit down and deal with somebody personally, not always rely on what people tell me. So I think that's a big obstacle, at least from my standpoint.
Talking to the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, nice enough to join us, John Gruden. I'm sure you've watched a lot of film from last year, and I'm just curious, in what you've watched and what you watched last year as a broadcaster, what happened with this offense last year? I figured they'd just pick up from 2 years ago and be ready to rock and roll, and they just never could get traction last year. Some games were better than others, some quarters were better than others, but they were never really able to put it together. Have you been able to put your finger on or maybe diagnose a little bit what were the ailments last year?
Yeah, Tom, we've been through a lot of it, and not to get too specific and spend too long talking, they had a lot of injuries. They had a new right tackle. Obviously, Derek Carr was injured. I don't know the true extent of it, but when you have broken bones in your back, you're not going to play as well. Yeah. They had a new feature back. I think Marshawn Lynch came in here, probably wasn't at his best until midseason. Amari Cooper was hurt. Michael Crabtree missed some time for a lot of reasons. And they didn't have a lead. They were unable to have any consistency. I think their defense struggled at times, and perhaps they lost a little confidence down the stretch. I don't know, but we've got to play better. I know that. We've got to improve our roster, and that's what we're set out to do here in free agency.
You know, spending that time in the booth, I don't know, we all mature, we all change. Are you still the same guy? Are you getting up in the middle of the night and going in? Are you still as fiery? Are you more laid back? How would you describe it? Just personally, how you are as a coach?
Yeah, I think I'm the same guy. I mean, I'm getting up early. It's dark out. I come home, it's dark. I mean, I love doing what I'm doing. I'm not trying to prove anything or get points from anybody for working hard. But I can't wait to get up in the morning and come in here. And Willie Brown is still walking around here. I feel a large sense of responsibility. Mark Davis has trusted me to at least I can lead the league in effort, and I'm set out to do that. I've hired a really good coaching staff. I couldn't be more proud of the guys that we've assembled. We've got a ways to go, but we're implementing our scheme. We're preparing for free agency and the draft, and we're getting ready to go to the combine in Indianapolis, and we're going to do all we can to bring the silver and black back.
Hey, Coach, obviously coaching is such a big deal. I mean, it's not just the players. It's a whole organization. But speaking of the players, I'm curious, how much of it is X's and O's, and how much of it is just getting guys to believe that whatever they can bring to the table at their best is going to benefit the team?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that's a combination of everything. Now, you know, in professional sports in particular, the better the player,
sure,
the better your team is going to be. You've got to have guys that can put the ball in the basket if you're going to go anywhere in the NBA. I mean, the Golden State Warriors, I see them making three-point shots. It could be four-point shots when I played. I mean, they're shooting 45-foot jumpers. I mean, they're really good. That helps.
Yeah, it does.
I bet Steve Kerr's letting those guys shoot it because he's expecting them to make it. We got to improve the talent on this team. We also, I think, have to put a system in place here that our players can grow within. I mean, we have had 10 different head coaches, I believe, since I've been here. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of different offensive coaches. And poor Reggie McKenzie's had to draft players to fit different schemes and systems, and I think it's hurt us. A lack of continuity, a lack of system football on offense and defense has certainly hurt the Raiders, and hopefully we can put a system in place that we can draft into, develop our players within, and hopefully it can carry us to high levels, and we just got to prove it.
How are you getting reacclimated? Is it weird?
No, I mean, I've never left football. I mean, I have been in the game since I've been out of the game. I haven't been coaching and all that stuff, but I have been visiting teams, training camps. Some coaches let me even coach their players and come and coach some drills at practice. But I've tried to stay on top of everything. I've hired a coaching staff that is really up on things. Edgar Bennett from the Green Bay Packers, offensive coordinator. Tom Cable from the Seahawks. Greg Olson from the Rams. Great defensive coaching staff. So we have, I think, some really good brain trust in place. But you know me, Tom. I'm capable of screwing things up.
But is it weird
being
back?
He gets there when it's dark. He leaves when it's dark. He doesn't even know he's in Oakland.
That's true.
You know what's really weird? What's really weird is walking in this place. It is. It's like deja vu. It's like going back to where you went to high school and seeing your friends that are a lot older now, that have kids that are grown, that's lives have changed. But when you walk into this facility, I still see Al Davis's old office. I mean, it's just as it was when he was in his heyday. It's really cool. Like I said, Willie Brown, I see a lot of the legendary players walking around. And this place is starving, I think, to get back on top. And it's an honor here to be here. And I know I've got a lot of work to do and a lot of things to prove.
Did you ever think you'd be back with the Raiders?
No, I never did. I mean, you know, when you get traded, very few people get an opportunity to go back and do it again where it all started. And I think it's a really neat story for some. It's also a great responsibility to take advantage of this opportunity. And I really feel a lot of pressure to not let Mark Davis down. And I think that's really going to, I think, push me to work as hard as I can. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you've already got your reserve coaching spot over at Ricky's, so you have to get started.
Yeah. Hey, man, Ricky's Sports Bar in San Leandro, yep. It's still the greatest Raider hangout I've ever been to. And any of you listeners out there, you go see Ricky and Tina, man. They're the best.
Well, I'll let you know, I went there one night before we had a day game the next day, Coach, and I went over there with a couple of my buddies. It was during the Final Four, and I said, look, I can only have a couple of drinks. We got a game tomorrow. I probably had a little more than I should, but I didn't feel too bad because I looked over my right shoulder, and there was Nelly, and he had a lot more on his table than I did.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I did not know Nelly hung out at Ricky's.
Oh, but, yeah.
That's a great name. I'm looking forward to rubbing elbows with him. Hopefully I get to see MC Hammer, too.
That's awesome, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. I walk by the Raider facility every day because I live about 2 miles from the facility. I'm going to come over there and, like, knock on the window until I find the window where you're at.
Man, that'd be great. You're welcome anytime, Tom. I appreciate you guys having me on. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
All right. There you go.